Yeah. Okay, that's okay. You speak English now. So yes, tell me again. What did you think of this game here?
It was okay in that.
So this is
it gives you an idea to, to how these words, and that and sound and all of it. There was only a couple of words of all of these things that seemed just a little bit different to me. Otherwise, there was a lot of words that were the ones that I had grown up with or heard.
Yes.
But now, like this winking, like this one right here and that now,
yeah.
That's one I hadn't heard of.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard more.
Yeah, that's fine.
Than this. And is this an example of the newer Norwegian?
That's possible, yes. I don't actually know, but it could be. It could be.
I mean, because I've understood
that.
Yeah,
it could be.
You know, I guess the reason I ask and that is because of, possibility there. Is that sort of difference? I've understood that there is more, that the Norwegian in Norway is different, maybe a little bit more modern type. Or what is the modern thing of it? That's what I can't, it's a little bit different to understand. But of course, I've been around the older stuff of here. Now, when my niece comes from Norway, I have a hard time understanding her.
You have a niece in Norway?
Yeah, you're going to interview my brother, Norris.
Oh, Norris's niece, yes.
Yeah, Norris's daughter.
Oh, Norris's daughter,
yeah.
Because she lives in Norway.
Yeah.
That's right, yes.
And I have a hard time understanding her sometimes. Some of the reasons why I have a little harder time understanding her is it seems like she talks a little bit faster.
Yes, she does. We all do, yeah.
A little bit faster. And now, when I really, and it's happened here, when you hear a subject or a sentence or a form of it, you can kind of gradually make out what the conversation is about.
Mm.
And that is what I see about that. And yet again, looking at pictures, you can make out the subject.
Yeah.
Or what it is.
Yeah.
And that. Now, the thing I think what you were after on me here was a little bit, how would I say these words?
Yeah.
I mean, as far as to identifying her versus him with Norwegian words.
Yeah.
And even the type of what the action is, whether it's fighting or waving or whatever it is. It's what it kind of gets to be. And what would be the Norwegian terms that we would use? Or what? Is that kind of really what you're kind of looking at?
Actually, not so much the words, no. I was more interested in finding out if you could identify who was being done what to.
Oh, okay.
On the basis of the actual grammar.
Okay, okay.
And most of the time you could identify that really well. Which means that you know most of the grammar.
Okay. Hmm.
And grammar is difficult.
Yeah.
So it means that you have a good Norwegian command.
Good about that, better. But that's the thing about it seems like we are losing more of it.
Mm.
Because it's not being used as much.
Mm.
And I will never forget the comment I made to some friends when I got married back in 68.
Mm.
Someone made the comment to me, "How can you remember your Norwegian?" And I come with a sarcastic answer at the time. I said, "How can you forget?" And I'm ashamed to say this years later.
Mm.
I've forgotten some of this stuff. But when I hear it, and when I talk to my brother, a Norwegian, it comes back. And anybody I talk to, it comes back.
So you should speak to your niece when she's here.
Yeah.
I'll just ask her to speak slowly.
Yeah. And my brother asked me some number of years ago if I'd want to go into Norway. And I was a little bit skeptical to go. And the reason why I was skeptical, because I didn't feel I knew my Norwegian enough. And I've been told that's the last thing to worry about.
Yes.
Go.
So you should go.
But you know, I've had more fun than ever here now since you retired, taking part in some of this stuff. Just to go. It refreshes my memory of what I've, you know, done with it, stuff like that. And like I was just saying, being a part of this, it's just something in that, because who knows, maybe 100 years down the road, we could be on the wall, you know, whether, you know, not that it's important, that big important, but I mean, you did play a part in history.
Yes, that's true. That's absolutely true.
And
It's a very important part, and that particular part of history won't last much longer, because as I said, the Norwegian language here is dying.
Yeah.
So when the last person who speaks it dies, then the language is dead.
So one of the things that I really, really got impressed, well, my son now belongs to Learns, and of course, like I said, they're coming to Norway, and they have been a singing group for 147 years or whatever it is. The part that interests me more, they have sponsored several groups last year that come from Norway. And the part that I cannot get over, there must really be a good communication and flow back and forth from Norway to the United States or Norway or vice versa. And it, because it seems to be real, real good about that.
Yes.
And that I'm very happy about it. And it's fun to see that. And the communication. There's different things my brother has told me about Norway and agriculture. I wish too we would have had here sooner. But I mean, these are things where I think it's just been great how, you know, everybody has a different way of learning and teaching in that. I've really enjoyed this, and that's why when I was up here with you, 4 years ago?
Yeah.
But what I really felt bad about that time...
It's actually five years ago.
What I really felt bad about that time, there were so many questions I couldn't answer for you. And that, as far as where your ancestry come from, and all of these things, I couldn't answer you. And the biggest reason why, when I was a kid, I didn't take an interest in that stuff.
No.
I didn't take an interest. And you didn't get that interest till now, later in life.
Yeah.
And that.
But you must remember to ask your brothers that you find out all about it.
Yeah.
You know, make sure that there's not only one person.
That's the thing that's really interesting in that. And I dig and ask them even about for, you know, as we grew up with the family and all of that stuff and that. It's really quite something, you know, when you start looking and hearing about some history and things like that. But so I have to give you a lot of credit. I really think this is quite something in that, and yet it had to have been quite something to get started with this.
Yeah.
And that, you know, to start this and that.
I think I'll turn it off now.
But